the folks we can't get over.
Yeah. This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
It's those that just make us, well, make us go.
What?
Indeed. Why we can't have nice things starts us off in France, actually, with the France Navy. And France says it's taking the appropriate measures after a naval officer's use of the Strava exercise app inadvertently enabled journalists to geolocate the location of an aircraft carrier he was on board in the French Navy.
Handy.
Yeah, well, you know, the aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle that is in the Mediterranean, by the way, helping protect French and its allied assets and interests, you know, because it's the Iran war going on.
Yeah, there's
just
some
a couple
action.
A little bit there.
Doing things.
Well, when it was deployed, it was not a secret, but its actual location, they try to keep that under wraps. And unfortunately, Colonel Guillermo Vernet said, sorry, my exercise app is showing the world where we are right now. But at least he looks great. You know? I mean,
priorities.
Looking great, buddy.
Another day, another dose of bad criminals jumping the shark. This time the honor goes to William Bohan, who decided to steal some money that wasn't his. Mm. Even worse, there's been a few cases of this. It was in the cash box for a Girl Scout troop selling cookies outside of Walmart.
That's low, man.
I know. $1,000 inside. Police later found him, as well as the box, but not the money. He's now being held on a probation violation.
Mm.
Quite frankly, that would be a tough choice for me. I think I'd rather have the thin mints.
He's on thin ice now. How dare you?
Shame.
How
shame.
Dare you?
Shame.
Well, you know
shame.
What?
Shame.
It's
shame.
Someone stole out in California a 30-foot sailboat that is used by the Boy Scouts of America co-ed nautical program known as the Sea Scouts.
Oh, yeah.
So it was stolen, a 30-foot sailboat, sometime between March 17th and the 21st, according to L.A. Sheriff's Office. The sailboat named the Island Hopper was missing from its slip. And, which makes things a little odder, the troop leader noticed a similar-looking sailboat in pretty rough shape tied up at the far end of the dock. And after examining the boat, the troop leader discovered that somebody had removed its vessel number and attached it just further down the dock. So, somebody was trying to work on their bad knockoff badge, which is not something that you want to earn.
No. Are you ready for your hot mom summer? Well,
yes,
diet,
I am.
Exercise, you're already there. Maybe. Rest, all very important. You want to go for some weight loss drugs? No problem. But you may want to make sure that they're actually for their intended purpose. See Nicole Mullen. She's now on probation for 3 years and has to pay restitution of $55,000 to patients that were prescribed a weight loss drug through her med spa. Unfortunately, it was not a weight loss drug. It was veterinary grade and meant to treat cystic ovaries in cattle.
In cattle?
In cattle. That's not where that goes.
It's keto friendly. You may have seen the video here of a judge. It has to be somewhere north. I don't know where this takes place, but it was a virtual appearance in court for this one particular lady. And you can pretty much guess what's happening right there is the judge is like, wait a minute, are you driving right now?
You cannot be driving, ma'am. What are you doing? Come on.
I'm not driving. I'm a passenger in a car.
Am I crazy or does it not look like you're driving that car?
I'm not driving the car. I'm a passenger in the car, sir.
What side of the car are you on?
I'm on the left-hand side.
Huh? How would you be on the left-hand side if you're a passenger in the front seat? Am I missing something? Right? You know you're lying to me, right?
No, I'm not, sir.
Let me see the driver. You think I'm that stupid?
Yeah, she gets out of the driver's seat and gets in the passenger seat.
I mean, it's fine. I mean,
by the way, this had to do with traffic violations.
You know, those TSA lines may be long, but there is no shortcut to the plane. You got to wait your turn. A man in Daytona Beach, Florida, did not get the memo. So he drove his Ford Mustang right onto the tarmac at the local airport.
Can't do that.
He nearly ran into a plane, but it still didn't stop him. He had places to go. He hopped out, then tried to board several. Police later handled matters, taking him into custody. Coincidentally, doesn't remember a thing. No idea how any of this happened. Excuse me.
Where all these planes come from?
Can we have happy hour?
Over dum, 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 dum. And then finally, an AI elementary school with no teachers is set to open in Chicago this fall. Book Club Chicago is one reporting that AI elementary school, Alpha Schools, will use AI to teach core subjects to its students. Has no textbooks, no homework, and it's a private school. Charges about $55,000 a year for tuition on that. The guides are not called teachers. They are called, quote, motivators. So this should go well with AI teaching the youth of America. Just a student raised their hand. Can you explain this again? Sure, rephrasing. It just gives you the same exact explanation with more different emojis. The tension is just buffering. Well, just waiting.